SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
When Rimi Chakraborty brought her family to Australia from Bangladesh, she left behind a career lecturing in medicine. After almost a decade living in Darwin, she's still struggling to have her qualifications recognised. The pathway is complex and uncertain. Even getting to a testing centre run by the Australian Medical Council, or AMC, can be a challenge.
In Darwin, we have no medical, actually, AMC centre to sit an exam. So that means you need to travel interstate. And exam fees is very high. And also top of that with accommodation and flight is very expensive.
Rimi's husband is also a doctor. To go through the standard qualification pathway, both have to pass an English test and two AMC exams. Rimi's first sitting was delayed by COVID restrictions when she went on a family trip to her homeland.
I was planning to sit an exam in 2020, but the COVID, I was stuck. So I need to come back in 2 years. I did just pass my part one exam, and now my partner turned to, he will sit and let's see how he is going.
The tests are not cheap. Overseas graduates are paying up to $4,000 per exam, but pass rates are as low as 25%. Dr. Faisal Reza is General Secretary of the Bangladesh Medical Association of New South Wales.
A lot of them actually go through personal, you know, and family crises, including depression, anxiety, and some of them eventually give up their training and career. So if you look at them, the doctors from wherever they come from, they go through a rigorous training and study. So 5 to 6 years of prolonged study, and then they have a lot of dream and desire to help the distressed community. But when they change their location and come to a new environment, they find it not only challenging, but having a little bit of help that makes a huge difference.
Dr. Ayaz Chowdhury is the founder of the Federation of Bangladesh Medical Societies of Australia. He wants to see the government introduce a bridging course and workplace assessments before candidates sit the clinical exam.
We are trying to appeal to the government to give them bridging course so that they know how the system runs, utilise the Australian citizens who are waiting here to get into the system.
For those who do pass both exams, it can be just the beginning of many hurdles. Medical associations say hundreds of doctors remain locked out of the workforce. Dr. Chowdhury says the agency that regulates Australia's health practitioners, known as APRA, has a role to play.
We would ask the government, federal government, the state government, to combine with the APRA and the AMC to find out the numbers of the pool of doctors.
A recent review found 860 doctors are needed to fill immediate gaps in GP numbers alone, with another 10,600 required over the next 8 years. Associate Professor Reza Ali is president of the Bangladesh Medical Association of New South Wales.
Australia, especially rural, remote areas, are suffering. The patients are suffering. The population is suffering. And yet we've got, in our backyard, we've got so many graduates, so many qualified doctors.
Dr. Ali says helping them understand the Australian healthcare culture is key.
How do we do it in Australia? You've probably done it this way, in the country you came from. And that was okay over there. But over here, we do it slightly differently. We engage the patient. We engage the family of the patient. And we have a holistic approach to the care of the patient, which might be different from the country they've come from. That doesn't mean They're not doctors. That doesn't mean they can't learn that. So I find that my role is to show them how we do it over here so that they can integrate in themselves into the Australian healthcare system easily.
The Commonwealth has pledged to help achieve that aim, committing $90 million to smoothing the pathway for overseas practitioners moving to Australia. Health Minister Mark Butler.
In the first 10 months of this financial year alone, twice as many overseas trained health professionals have come to Australia to do their important work than were recruited in the final year before the COVID pandemic.
But the Bangladesh Medical Association says a greater focus is needed on the doctors already here, something they have been working with the Australian Medical Council to review. Rimi Chakraborty hopes the government will help migrants to help Australia.
Trained us like an international doctor as a trainee in here in hospital in the new system, their system, that will be helpful for the doctor. So they will know the environment and next time they will be the resource for the Australian.
Ruth McHugh Dillon, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.